Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. Exodus 20:14 says something very simple. You shall not commit adultery. Once again, we see the importance of the marriage institution as created by God. Marriage is meant to be between one man and one woman committed to each other for life. Let me say that again. Marriage is meant to be between one man and one woman committed to each other for life. Marriage is not an arrangement, it's a commitment. It's not about convenience, it's about commitment. Marriage is private, intimate, and wholesome. The gateway to adultery is lust, as Jesus warned us in Matthew 5, verses 27 to 30, where he said, "You have heard it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart. So if your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than your whole body be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than your whole body go into hell." Satan understands well the weaknesses of people and has encouraged the sexualization of almost everything in society. God keeps talking about the devastation of sin. We keep compromising on sin, it seems. This compromise causes all kinds of problems. We were actually meant to live pure lives. Our relationships with each other were meant to be lived in purity, where we actually care about one another and are committed to the well-being of one another. The example always given is Christ. He loved the church so much that while we were still sinners, he came and he committed to coming to die for us so that we could be in God's family. This isn't about me, it's about Jesus. It's about his love, it's about his commitment to us. So many of us don't love God, we try and use God. We don't love people. We actually use people for our own benefit, our own pleasure. We're in such a habit of using God and using people that if they don't do what we want them to, we get mad at them and want to leave them. Service is about looking at somebody else and saying, "I want to be the best I can to help you be the best you can." Jesus warns us about the gate to the wrong path and takes sin seriously. We too must adjust our way to avoid the destination at the end of that path. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute here in northern Wisconsin. Thanks for listening.